Hello, it's Monday, July 25th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Chris, and that was my phone. I'm your host, Chris, and this is show number 15. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. You can send us an email, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc, if you have any questions, comments, flames, or feedback. Let's introduce the guys we have with us. We have Keith.
Hello.
And we have Frank.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Frank. I'm not at all Bob.
Yeah, we have Bob with us. Today we will be discussing what is new on DreamStation, video game deaths, the PlayStation 3 prototypes, duping in World of Warcraft, Bungie banning cheaters, Xbox Live 2 million strong and growing, Xbox revenue is up, they only lost 180 million, Grand Theft Auto becoming an adults-only title, getting up contents under pressure feedback, Jack Thompson versus The Sims 2, Illinois the first United States state to ban M-rated games to minors, the PlayStation Portable firmware upgrade, fact or crap, advertising in games, our forum question, and our mailbag.
Next topic.
In housekeeping this week. First of all, the Podcast Awards is still going on, podcastawards.com. I believe July 31st is the ending date for the voting. You can vote for us. We're on the right-hand side. Scroll all the way kind of the bottom. There's a gaming category on the right. Just click on our name, and then you'll have to put in your email. And thanks for those that voted. You can vote every single day if you'd like. While we're discussing voting, podcastla.com also has voting. You can do a search for Dream Station, and then you can vote for us. You vote once a month. Now, giving back to you, the Medal of Honor contest. The ending for that is going to be July 31st, so if you haven't signed up for it, sign up for it. One entry per person, please.
Next topic.
Video game deaths. This one's stretching it, but we have some rabid folks out there who are IMing me and emailing me and saying more deaths, more deaths.
I like
that. Well,
let me
get my sword and I'll run around real quick and I'll come back.
Just scream, Halo 2!
Does it count if you beat up somebody while wearing a Halo 2 t-shirt?
Does it count if you drive by someone and flip them off and honk at them if they have a license plate that says Halo 2?
I sense a true story.
That pretty much was the story.
Dude's license plate said Halo 2 and he's pulled up right next to him on the highway. Beeped his horn very politely, dude turned and he flipped him off. And then laughed.
And then pretty much looked like a wimp in front of his woman. Wimp.
Next topic.
Okay, so Palm Beach Post reports that police are investigating the death of a teen that was shot in the head while playing video games on Thursday. He was playing a boxing game with three other guys. The police were called when a shot was fired. The police found the dude lying there, still holding on to the controller. Very hardcore.
God bless. Goes down like a champ. One more level.
So what was the reason why he died?
Getting to the reason why he died, the horribly anticlimactic ending, nobody's sure. End of story.
Oh. Dude, that'd be a great shirt, though. You gotta pry my controller from my cold, dead hand.
Next topic.
Okay, the PlayStation 3 prototypes are out. Sony released prototypes that are more like the final product. These prototypes are going to have a 2.4 gigahertz version of the cell processor. The actual unit will have a 3.2 gigahertz. Here's a good statement. In October, they hope to have 3,000 of these. In November of this year, they hope to have more than 3,000 of these.
That's good to know that they're going to have 3,000 by November and more than 3,000 after that.
The next major prototype upgrade will be in December. These guys are still prototyping and upgrading the prototype versions of this PlayStation 3, whereas Xbox 360 will be in everyone's cold, grubby hands by December.
Oh, we're going to have some good death stories when that comes around, let me tell you.
See, we're flying through because we got a lot of topics to discuss.
Yeah, because we don't have anything to say.
We're flying through because this week we're not funny.
Next topic.
Okay, your friend and mine, Blizzard. There's duping in World of Warcraft. Gold and items can be duped by exploiting the lag and instance dungeons. I'm not going to go into how to do it.
Come on.
Okay.
It can be
basically
the cause of the downfall of the game. Come on.
Let me tell you this. You throw an item on the ground, and then you walk away from it, and then you, like, click on it, and right when you pick it up, you click on one of the potions in your belt, and it's duplicated. I mean, that's how you dupe in every other Blizzard game that is Diablo.
When all the servers reboot in the morning, apparently the instance dungeon server reboots after. You go stand in front of the instance right when the servers reboot. You hand your buddy gold and items. You jump into the instance. When the instance server reboots, then you're standing back outside of the instance, and you have that gold that you just gave to your buddy.
All that same crap.
But you didn't hear that here.
What retard figured this out?
And why did he tell anyone?
I'm not ashamed to say this now, but we figured out how to dupe an Asheron's Call.
We didn't
tell anyone.
We didn't tell anybody. I had free 10,000 gold. gold saddles the entire time I played.
Like, people were always looking at us like we were weird because we'd only have to go 20 feet and we'd still break out the 10,000 gold horse right over the 20 feet. We didn't care. We knew how to do.
Remember, join.
Oh, dude, they found us. Get out. Turbine logged on.
You actually had me panic for a second.
Hello.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Phil. Blizzard Europe has denied the claim. Blizzard US has said nothing.
And even after we left the game, we didn't tell anyone because you figured the others that knew, we didn't want to ruin it for them.
Can I just say, though, that you're making it harder for me to get free swag from the game companies by announcing that you duped?
Guess how much I care, Chris, because you know how much of that swag I get.
Come on. I gave you Doom 3, the expansion.
Oh, thank you so much. Doom 3, the end-all and be-all of first-person shooters. I forgot. Thank you, oh lord of games.
Next topic.
We're going to do new at Dream Station CC. We have put up reviews of pack picks for the Nintendo DS. That Doom 3 expansion that we just spoke of, guess what kind of score that one got? Yeah, the Logitech MX 518 gaming mouse, and probably Tekken 5 by the time this podcast goes live. That'll be for the PS2.
Tekken's a good game. I like Tekken.
Tekken 5 is a good game. Tekken 4, not so much.
I always use Yoshimitsu, and I'd run at people and try to kill myself and stab them at the same time. Sometimes it works. Most of the time, I just killed myself and lost.
Next topic.
Bungie bans cheaters in Halo 2. Auto update number 4 went live this past Wednesday. Permanent bans for cheaters, no appealing. This was on their Bungie forums. The question was, why didn't you give us any warning that you were going to do this? The answer is, actually we did, several times, 4 weeks. Also, we don't actually owe you warning if you've been cheating. It serves you right. You don't deserve to play with skilled, fair, legitimate Halo 2 fans. Bungie has banned over 2,500 users so far from Halo. From what I understand, Halo 2 cheating is prevalent. I don't give a crap because I don't play Halo 2. I play PC games where the cheating is even more rampant.
Next topic.
Xbox Live, 2 million strong and growing. For those of you old enough to remember the Flintstone Kids commercials, that was my tribute.
2 million strong and growing.
Xbox Live subscribers doubled in the last year. They are now at 2 million. New subscriber every 30 seconds. That's pretty wild. There was
that
one now.
That is pretty wild. All right, I'm not going to sit here and wait for 30 seconds for you just to say there's another one right now.
They give away these little 2-month free subscriptions in the Xbox games now. Problem I have with that is that the whole pull of Xbox was the voice communication and the fact that, you know, it's easy to communicate with other people that you're playing with. Problem then, of course, is because they're giving away all these free subscriptions, none of these pinheads have the headphones. So half the games you're playing now, people don't talk. The ones that do, scream in your ear.
Frank, care to demonstrate?
You suck, I'm the best! Hold on, my mom's calling.
I want some chocolate milk.
What? Okay, never mind, you're up.
You've been listening to This Week in Xbox Live. That's what you've missed. Hey, that may become a weekly segment. Speaking of Xbox...
Next topic.
The revenue has gone up. They've only lost $180 million. Revenues of the home entertainment division of Microsoft, which includes the Xbox, have gone up 22%, but they still lost $179 million this quarter.
Is that a lot for them, though? I mean, it is Microsoft.
I don't know. $179 million in 3 months. Year to date, they've lost $391 million this year. Last year, they lost $1.2 billion last year.
Is that, like, just crappy software that just doesn't sell, or...?
That's the hardware. They're losing hand over fist on the hardware sales.
But again, it's Microsoft.
Next topic.
The most earth-shattering news this entire week. Grand Theft Auto becomes an adults-only title. It got signed adults-only, 18+. Stores are able to put AO stickers on the game or wait for a new version of the game with more security and the code removed. Best Buy, Walmart, GameStop, Target, Circuit City, etc. won't carry adult-only titles, so the games have been pulled from shelves.
Oh, that's why it's such a big deal. Okay, I was curious when we were talking about this last week about what stores would and would not carry adults-only video games. All right, that's a huge hit then. Never mind.
It's a huge hit, but I mean, really, most of the people who wanted it have had it by now. That being said, I did call a local unnamed retailer.
Because yeah. It's right down the street.
I'm so lazy, I only call folks near my house.
Well, they're too far away. I can't dial that number.
I called them up and I said, hey, what's the deal? Are you guys pulling it off the shelves? They said, yes, we here at Unnamed Retailer will be pulling it off the shelves.
Would you like to pre-order an Xbox 360? I had to get my jab in at Unnamed named realtor.
Retailer. So yeah, I said, well, you guys are kind of aiming at the hardcore gaming audience, so the fact that you're pulling an adults-only title to me that's selling like Grand Theft Auto does is pretty disappointing. That person said, yeah, I know it's very hypocritical, especially since some of the other games we sell, for example, the Playboy game where there's full flopping hooters flying all around the screen. Well, yeah, it's hypocritical, but it was a decision made from corporate, and he has no control over it. I said, okay, well, I'm actually doing a podcast. Can I come in and interview you guys? He said, nope, not at all. Rockstar has offered to patch the game to prevent slash remove the modded code from the PC version. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of downloads of that. Take-Two and Rockstar says the code cannot be accessed without breaking the end-user license agreement, so they are investigating legal options. They lowered their financial outcast from $170 million to $160 million. Rumors are that they are going to actually see a loss of $50 million this year, which is pretty crazy. Says Paul Ebler, CEO of Take-Two, we are deeply concerned that the publicity surrounding these unauthorized modifications has caused the game to be misrepresented to the public and is detracted from its creative merits.
You're right. Having sex with your girlfriend on the table takes away from all the slaughtering of cops and little old women walking down the street. It really, you know, lowers the standard.
It detracts from the creative merits of this award-winning product. The SRB changed the standards to include Easter eggs and stuff not originally intended to be accessed, which is actually pretty big. So basically, stuff that wasn't intended to be in there, they're going to require video game developers to show it all. Easter eggs, hidden codes, secret codes, anything that can be hacked, etc.
You know what? I think that you should just be able to access all that from the title menu. You paid the $50 for the game. You shouldn't have to unlock anything.
They do want to proactively protect their games from illegal modifications by third parties, which is just ridiculous. You're shooting all the modders that you have the following of right in the face.
Now, modding, that's a little different. I think whatever comes out of box should be what the rating is based on. I mean, honestly, every MMO is rated teen, and that's not, that shouldn't be. As soon as you get online, I mean, I can't not swear for more than 5 seconds anyway.
That being said, though, I mean, the majority of the games now have that warning, game experience may change during online play.
You put that in all the games. It may change.
Warning, if you unlock the hump your girlfriend secret Easter egg, the SRB may change. But you don't have to have sex with her, and if you don't, the SRB is just fine.
I did see on ThinkGeek that they have hot coffee t-shirts, so I thought that was kind of cool. It says, like, grind your loins for love or something, hot coffee. Rockstar has no plans to sue the modders. They want to promote modding. California Congressman Joe Baca says...
Nice.
Thank you. I was waiting for that one all week. Congressman Joe Baca says it should not have taken this long. This is evidence that the voluntary rating system does not work.
If you're under 17, you shouldn't be playing the game anyway, so they're just making you wait another year. Whoopee-doo.
In the defense of the SRB, I am very, very happy that my 17-year-old cannot play this trash and filth. They have to wait a year. I just feel a lot better. I can sleep now at night.
Or you could just be a halfway decent parent and know what your child is doing. That's always an option, too, but that's too much effort, I guess.
I'll be happy to know that instead of playing this video game, they're out in the garage drinking beer like a good teenager.
Making pipe bombs.
Making pipe bombs and smoking weed.
Speaking of which...
Next topic...
Getting Up, Content's Under Pressure. New York Council member Peter F. Fallone asks Atari not to release Getting Up, Content's Under Pressure. For those of you who don't know, it's the Mark Echo vandalism game. He calls it a how-to guide for vandals for graffiti. I think Atari will soon learn that they're going to be a company under pressure, threatens Fallone, a failed stand-up comic.
Oh,
here's my question. Do you really need a guide to graffiti? I mean, you pretty much just write something on a wall or a bus or...
When no one's looking. That's kind of the whole point.
I mean...
Forehead. You sneak around, you find the proper spot to tag in hip lingo.
Oh, that's what the kid says.
Listen to you, you're street.
He's threatening to boycott the game. He wants New York City to boycott a video game. They're doing a good job of crime. They should have no problem getting people to boycott buying a video game.
But the sad part is they're like congressmen and senators. That's not good.
No. Frank should run. Run for office.
Where's
Frank?
Where's Jesse Ventura when you need him?
I ain't got time to bleed.
Next topic.
Okay, so Jack Thompson, our friend from last week and previous weeks, calls for action against The Sims 2. He wants to expose the ESRB's dirty little secret. Released a statement that says Sims 2, the latest version of The Sims video game, includes, according to video game news sites, full frontal nudity, including nipples, male sexual genitalia, female sexual genitalia, and pubic hair.
How the Could you see that they're all tiny?
Jack Thompson's used to looking at tiny male sexual genitalia.
Oh!
Dang! When you have no basis on which to argue, you make fun of the man's genitalia size. Basically, there's a cheat that you can remove the blurring effect. For those of you who haven't played Sims 2, when you go to the bathroom or take a shower, a little blur appears around your Sim between about the shoulders and the thighs. You can remove this blur, but in all actuality, all you see is a smooth-skinned Sim, kind of like a Barbie doll or a Ken doll. At least that's what I hear, of course.
Right.
This dude had the audacity to say that you can make all your Sims nude, including the kids. Quote, much to the delight, one can be sure, of pedophiles around the globe who can rehearse in virtual reality for their abuse.
Yeah. These people really, really reaching.
The Sims 2 is rated teen, 13+. He claims that EA is cooperating gleefully with the mod community to turn Sims 2 into a porno offering.
These are like those ugly fat chicks that don't have kids, that all work in social services, that try to tell everyone how to raise their kids.
Opinions expressed on the podcast do not represent those of being taken by TV.
I don't even know how to respond to this. This guy's a jerk. There. Ha ha. Take that.
Next topic.
Illinois is the first United State to ban M-rated games to minors. They passed a law in Illinois making it illegal to sell or rent games to minors. You would get a $1,000 fine if you were found guilty of doing such things. In response, the Entertainment Software Association responded with a lawsuit. That's the 2000s anymore, and the 90s here, all over these times. That was a horrible segue, and I'm going to... I heard somebody drop some lasagna on the floor out here.
That's a horrible Frank.
Dude, we just invented Frank, and you're already doing him wrong. Yeah, you're not allowed to do impressions anymore.
Of the difference.
Okay, now you sound like Wasp Man.
Anymore, that's what they do. If you don't like something, you throw a lawsuit at it and hope it sticks. Similar laws were already thrown out of court, so this probably will not stick. It's probably unconstitutional against the First Amendment, etc., etc. Although I did find some interesting stats. In 2004, the average game buyer was 37 years old. The average game player was 30 years old, says the ESA. Out of all the games that were sold in 2004, only 16% of them were rated M for mature.
Next topic.
PlayStation Portable Firmware 2.0. Sony has announced that a white PlayStation 1...
there's still no games for this thing yet, but they keep letting out all these firmware updates.
Sony is trying real hard to ensure that no games are out for it, because everything good, which is homebrew, is going to be null and void when this firmware goes live. Supposedly it's going to be available in September for the white PSP. They're going to do a white one. And again, I ripped on Nintendo for this before. Don't make any games. We just want more colors. That would satisfy my need for gaming with the PSP. A new firmware version 2.0 is available on Wednesday in Japan. It's going to be a free update. They're going to add WPA encryption. They're going to add the elusive web browser. No longer will you have to keep the crappy version of Wipeout. You can just use the web browser that's in the firmware. Wireless picture swapping, portable TV, which is something, and putting video on your PSP, and it's going to support wallpapers. Very cool stuff.
Next topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Factor Crap.
Yay!
I have four things this week. I'm going to read these four off. One of them is fake. The rest are true. Last week, in the United Arab Emirates, they did a camel race using remote control robots that were on the backs of the camels.
I want to Google that right now to see if there's video, and if but that would ruin the game, so go ahead.
Yeah, wait a minute. Number two, Microsoft employees are not allowed to use the word podcast. They have to say blogcast, because podcast gives too much props to Apple iPods.
Oh my god.
Infinium Labs console is finally dead. Number four, a programmer tried to sneak in a naked female streaker in Brian Lehrer International Cricket. The company found out about it, and instead of removing it, they replaced it with a male streaker. Okay, Bob, are you picking then? You're picking that the Phantom console is not really dead?
Yeah, it's not really dead. I think that's fake.
Okay, Keith, so we'll come back to you. Keith, which one's fake?
As much as I don't want it to be fake, I'm going to think, well, my initial gut says the Infinium Lab thing, so I'm obviously not going to pick that. So I'm going to say the Camel robot racing.
Okay, and Phil? You've had time to brood it over?
I'm going to go with the iPod, or the podcasting. That's
okay.
A little ridiculous.
We're going to tell you them, ticka, 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 ding, 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 the Phantom Lab console is not actually dead.
Woohoo! They poured too much money into it.
Their stock was trading at around 9 cents the other day.
Get on the ground floor now, kids.
That means that there really was robot camel racing.
Yes, indeed, those silly Arabs.
That one really threw me.
Do they have footage of that?
I really want to see that. Hey, they got the technology to make robot jockeys. I sure as hell hope they have enough technology to videotape it.
So it's a 1,000-kilometer race or something silly, and they drive around behind the camels, and they use their little remote controls to control the camels somehow. I don't know if they stick the robot directly up the camel's rectum or what.
the people drive behind the camels to control the camel. Why don't they just ride the camel?
This is their new guided missile technology that they're testing out. It doesn't work very well. They get to the coast. Okay, going back to factor crap here. Microsoft employees are not allowed to say podcast. They have to say blogcast. That's true. Exactly. It is petty enough. The Microsoft employees are saying blogcast instead of podcast. I don't own an iPod. I don't really care for the iPod. I don't like iTunes. Unless, of course, you are listening to us on iTunes, then welcome and a hearty hello.
Nice save.
Lastly, a programmer tried to sneak in a naked female streaker in Brian Laura something something cricket. No one cares because it's cricket. The company found out about it and replaced it with a male streaker instead. That's actually true, which I found pretty wild, and if I had to vote, I'd probably vote that that one was fake, because rather than remove it, they put a naked man in its place.
Yeah. Naked men are funny. Naked chicks are porn.
Next topic.
Advertising in video games. Massive Incorporated announced that they have launched a full-motion audio-video advertising campaign. The first game, Anarchy Online. For those that don't know, Anarchy Online has a free version. You can download it, and it is ad-supported. They have billboards and such inside the game that are real ads. They're going to start with full motion, full audio, 15-second snippets that supposedly will be shown on billboards but won't interfere with the actual gameplay. When your character walks close to a billboard, it will show this ad. When you walk away, it will stop immediately. I'm okay
Are these billboards, like, in-game? Like they're...
Yes, just like City of Heroes has billboards for, you know, the Godfather pizza, this would be a real-life ad for the new movie, whatever.
All right, as long as it doesn't interfere with the game or, like, make you watch the little ad before
free?
It loads.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. If it has a free version that's ad-supported, that's wonderful.
Pay the money and these go away. That's fantastic. Good. Yes, do that.
Now, what I'm not sure of is if this full-motion advertising is part of that free. I don't play Anarchy Online. I have no desire. But if you do have information, let us know. $10 million in in-game advertising the last year versus $10 billion in TV ads. And by 2008, in-game advertising expected to reach $92 million a year. So they're dumping money into it.
Next topic.
Let's just move right into it here. The forum question. www.dreamstation.cc. Go to the forums on the left-hand side. Go to general, and there will be the forum poll that has been posted. Go ahead and fill it out. Put any comments. We'll read some of the comments. The question last week was, do you get mad when video games pimp product? In-game advertising and out-of-game advertising. 52% said they don't mind it under the right circumstances. 17% said they hate it. 30% don't care either way. So, Bob kind of hinted at it before, and the general consensus, many people on the forums, Darkfall and a whole lot of other people said, if it makes the game more realistic, for example, an urban city game like a City of Heroes or an Anarchy Online or a racing game where there's ads splattered everywhere, they don't mind it, and in fact, they kind of like it because it is more realistic.
I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. It's going to become so commonplace that it's not going to be you get the free, like I was just talking about, where it would be cool if you got a free game and paid for it and then the stuff went away. It's just probably going to be so accepted that it's going to be in front of every game now, and it's just going to be really, really annoying, and I think that's probably the only reason we should use any type of temperance when allowing this kind of stuff in video games.
That was well thought out, and I think that pretty much sums up what every one of us was going to say. Let me read some of these topics, and then I can jump into what we were going to say. Kadanya says, when Yu-Gi-Oh! Is telling kids not to do drugs, it's good. When it's for corporate gain, it seems like a cheaper way of using celebrities. Zulfikar says, good for gamers because they can bring down the cost. I truly don't believe that that's the developer's intention. Their intention is to fill their tills any way they can. Not sure what a till is, but I assume it's some sort of cup that holds money. I notice more in-game advertising in EA games, and on an unrelated note, EA games suck.
Well, that was pretty good.
They should change the tagline for that to,
you can't skip this screen.
Little Faye says, I asked people for, in addition to answering the poll, tell me some of the weirder in-game pimpage that has gone on. Mick and Mac in McDonald Land was a game. I don't remember the Mick and Mac McDonald's
game.
That's
the giant moon guy, isn't it?
I don't know. Google that one. See if we can find some screenshots. Maybe we can post
I'm beginning
them.
To like Little Faye because she sent us the Benny Hill themes.
I was going to say, thank you, Little Faye, for the Benny Hill themes. I owe you one. I appreciate it. And she wants me to apparently hop in a shopping cart oiled up and slam into something.
Okay, you got a minus point for that one.
No way. That's a double plus in my book because I'd pay to see that. Here, eat this Gatorade. I'll give you a no.
Yeah, by the way, let me make a general statement. A mouthful of Gatorade causes you, Gatorade powder mix, causes you to not be able to breathe.
Really funny to watch.
Well, I'm having a flashback back to the cheese puff.
Okay, so I'm going to tell the story.
It happened to you. You tell the story.
I just decided for no reason at all, hey, I wonder if I can take this golf ball-sized cheese poof and swallow it without chewing. Well,
and hilarity ensued.
By hilarity means we all pointed and laughed at you as you choked and turned purple and began to panic.
I did. I hit that panic point where I just thought to myself, oh my God, I'm going to die, and I'm going to be in that Darwin email because I tried to stick a golf ball-sized cheese poof into my mouth and swallow it without choking. So then Bob decided that, don't worry, because if you do choke, I'll just punch you really hard in the throat, crushing the cheese poof, making everything okay.
All the while, Chris is still laughing away what little bit of oxygen left in his lungs.
It was purple.
I was purple and smiling because I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. And then, as Keith said, I did hit that panic state where I went, where's a pen? I need to give myself a tracheotomy.
Or just simply drink a glass of water and dissolve the cheese poof.
Back to Little Faye. I do remember this game, The Cool Spot from 7-Up. He had his own game. M&M's had a game that you can't remember the title of. We did shout out for a couple things for Little Faye. Somebody else did send us the Benny Hill. It's in our mailbag. We're going to get to it. We didn't forget about you. Redeema mentioned the Noid. Remember the Domino's delivery Noid?
Oh, yeah.
He had a video game. Sunfire66 says, the minute I open a chest or lockbox in World of Warcraft and there is some redeemable code for a free 20-ounce, my subscription better be paid that month by Coke.
That's the last thing I want to see is, you know, it's medieval-themed game, which there are several of. You know, you start getting ads for Singular Wireless. That could be a little much.
This next comment is from the Recluse, who sounds like a supervillain to me, probably because he is one in City Heroes.
I believe it's Recluse.
So I'm going to read it.
Not Recluse.
Because I can't pronounce Recluse. I'm butchering it, whatever. I'm going to read it in my supervillain voice.
Sweet. Oh, God.
I think it's pathetic. Other products need to use video games as an economic crutch. They might as well give up. What has the world come to? It may be smart targeting all the innocent children that play video games and eat McDonald's, but overall it just cheapens the gaming experience. We play to be entertained and to escape the world around us, adventuring into our fantasies, not to be bombarded with useless ads for products that I won't ever buy. Don't worry, citizens of Earth, as your supreme overlord, I vow to do away with in-game ads and dominate you all with my mental decapitation helmet.
I did add on the don't worry citizens of Earth part.
Yeah, but what the hell is a decapitation helmet?
Decapitate you with my mind.
Inspired by Redeema, we have our next week's forum topic. Does the in-game advertising actually work? He brought up a couple good examples. In Madden, they had like Seether, and they had that We're Not Creed, that band. Those songs, you know, did they actually make you go out and buy the CD? Did you buy a singular phone because you played it in Need for Speed Underground 2? Did that inspire you to buy a phone?
Next topic.
Mailbag, mailbag!
Thank you. Kadanya, I forgot to give props on the iPod broadcasting thing for the Microsoft not using podcast. Actually, that was a suggestion come in from him or her. Thank you. Saqib Khwaja. Hey, it's your neighborhood friendly guy with a weird name again. Thanks for putting my email on the show. It was weird to hear my name. My question is, what features are you guys looking forward to having in new consoles if you could build your own next-gen console?
I really liked that X-Fire thing where you just have your friends list, you click on the name, and you can join whatever server or game they're playing.
Don't let him fool you. He still wants it to fetch a beer.
Of course I do, but that's a given.
Even though I can't afford consoles, I want seamless integration with my PC for, like, storing things and transferring music files and stuff like that.
I would like to just see a system that does what people claim they will do and have.
Oh. The best answer of them all. This one's from Matt Ramage, and I'm from Saskatoon, which is in Canada. Good show. Anyways, I think it's cool when you mention how many listeners you have. We are currently at 2,100 and counting. It's odd that you guys download last week's show is at like 1,900 or something. The previous week's show is at like 2,200. So another thing, it would be cool if you had a longer show or a second episode every week.
Yeah,
this is not the first email that we've gotten about multiple shows per week and or making the show longer. So what I wanted to say to this...
paid for it.
Yes, send your donations to video game show at dreamstation.cc. We'll be opening a PayPal account soon. Basically, it's a bandwidth issue. I mean, I just mentioned some of the numbers. Do the math. 2,000 times 5 megs is 10 gigs. That's 10 gigs per show. There are 4 weeks in a month. That's 40 gigs just for the show. Then we also have to run the entire site. This is being paid for basically out of pocket. pocket, so we've had to bump up our bandwidth twice. If we go over 100 gigabytes, we have to pay like something like $100 or $200 per month. We're trying to figure out how and what we're going to do about this, but it's just not going to happen, at least in the foreseeable future. But thank you very much. For whatever reason, you like us enough to want more than 30 minutes of our nonsense every week.
Wow.
Okay, the next email. Hi, my name is John Karim. I come from London. I have been downloading your podcast for 3 weeks now, and my favorite part is the baby deaths from neglect. Could you please talk about E3 games instead of the consoles? I would like to see what they're going to release. I'm going on holiday soon, and me and my iPod will be listening to one of the best podcasts out there. Well, thank you. P.S. Thank you for showing remorse on what happened in London recently. Here's why it's funny. Thank you for showing remorse in what happened in London. We appreciate it. My favorite part of the show is dead babies every week.
Okay, that is kind of funny when you put it that way.
We actually had a whole bunch more viewer mail, but I actually had to cut quite a bit of it for time. I apologize if I did not read your email on the air. I mean, we just ran out of time. The show went way over this week.
Next topic.
I'd like to thank the guys that have added me to their friends list in Xbox. I have been online. I've been online kind of late.
I didn't have any friends add me because I went to my little account manager thing, and yeah, I was all alone.
You said the space mighty space oot with two O's.
Correct.
Yeah. For those of you who do have Xfire, Dino56K, if you want to add me. If you guys want to rattle the ears off, go for it.
I'm Oot, just OOT.
My Xfire username is Pilock, the number 2K.
Pimpage to Gamertag.
I mean, if he's already cool with it and we've kind of agreed with it, we're going to. Keith has set it up. Keith's been speaking with Godfrey, who runs Gamertag Radio, gamertagradio.com. Godfrey and Nano run an Xbox podcast,
Xbox community thing, and he does a lot of also underground music, primarily hip hop, but it's. I enjoy the podcast.
They wanted to do a interview with us, and I'm debating. I want to do. There's a lot of video game podcasts out there that I know about. A handful of them that I listen to. The guys that I do listen to, I wouldn't mind doing some kind of cross promo thing where we would, you know, play against them in a video game or whatever. I know that the guys at Gamertag have NCAA football, so I know not many of you have Xbox. But I'm not sure if you can do a 2-on-2 game. We could do me and somebody versus, you know, Nano and Godfrey or something. We're going to come up with something with not just them, but I would like to do like a battle of the podcasts. Kind of video game tournament. I think that might be cool. Or it may suck horribly. Yeah, it's actually funny that some of the people that were IMing me or whatever, I guess they assume that we have actual gaming skill just because we run the podcast. I think most of us suck at just about every game we play, right? I mean...
Yeah, pretty much.
You have been listening to show number 15 of the DreamStation.cc video game show. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you have email with ideas, fact or crap, dumb gamers in the news, dead babies, or anything else that we do, video game show at dreamstation.cc. Also, you can vote for us, podcastalley.com, podcastawards.com. We thank you for listening. We hope to talk to you same time next week. Does anyone else have anything they want to get out? All right, thank you for listening, and see you next week.
Later.
Later.